Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue the Kovet Shemayim, Perek Aleph. This is Shir number 22. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, we're looking for different schuyos, different merits, how to come out with a good din on our behalf. The Chavetz Chaim tells us a person who customs himself, Shaloi ledaber shum dibor shu neged ritzon Hashem Yisbarach, a person who doesn't say one word against the will and desire of Hashem, this person elevates his chuyos all the way up to Shemayim. Next, the Chavetz Chaim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, deals with us mida keneged mida, measure for measure. And the same way, a person who is not going to mekabel Lashon Hara, now we're discussing not to accept Lashon Hara. A person who does not accept Lashon Hara, besides for the fact that he fulfills the mitzvah on that which it says in the Torah, Lo Yisisa Shem Hashav. Furthermore, Misnaig Hashem Yisbarach Imoy Mida B'Mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with this person measure for measure. She'ein Mikablin Ketiroigin Olav. That the prosecuting Malachim will not be able to do anything with this person. They won't be able to speak against him. Just tonight, I was using Google Meet, and some people said they can hear me, and some people said they can't hear me. It was very strange. Either you can, but here, some could, some couldn't. These malachim will get up to Shemayim, and they'll chirp away, and they'll try to say something. But Hashem won't hear a word what they have to say. Hashem will not accept what they have to say because you, this person, is not mekabel lashon hara. Hashem deals with us, mida keneged mida. What a wonderful way to enter into Rosh Hashanah, to mechazek, to strengthen ourselves, not to accept any lashon hara from anyone.